It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile. And your host tonight, we are going to talk about cannabis as usual. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile on the corner of St. Francis and Warren Street. And we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. So you can also shop at cannabama.com, C-A-N-N-A-B-A-M-A.com, and you can shop ahead. A lot of people are shopping ahead and asking for local pickup because we've been selling Delta 8 products so fast that they want to make sure that they get theirs reserved. So feel free to do that, and when you go to check out, you can choose local pickup, and we will go ahead and take your payment and have it all wrapped up and ready for you whenever you can get by. We just got a new shipment in of our disposable D8 cartridges and some Kush Burst. We got a new flavor, white peach, and so we're trying to keep up. We really are, but it's so popular that we're having a little trouble. But anyway, we're going to have a bunch of stuff come in this week that we are ordering just as we can afford to. And we appreciate everyone's patience and support. Now that we can take credit cards, it's been even wilder. But we ain't complaining. anyway, so come on by and see us if you have questions. We're happy to answer them. I wanted to share something real quick before we get into our guest tonight. I got the most amazing blessing today from a listener. And she came into the store. I was in Saraland with my daughter who called homesick from school. And my son was there and he said she came in with sunglasses and a mask on, had never seen her before, didn't leave a name, just said, "This is for Miss Jennifer," and left and handed him an envelope. And it had my name on the front. And on the flap, it says, "I live across the bay and have had a difficult time getting this to you. I wanted you to have this prior to your court session. I'm so sorry for the outcome." And when I opened it, there's this sweet letter. She's not a customer. She's never had CBD products, but she listens to the show and she loves 106.5. And she said, "You're so knowledgeable about your product. I found your show interesting and educational. What I have learned from listening is that you are a very determined woman that is very passionate about what she does. You have had struggles and continue to have struggles, but you continue to fight for what you believe. I'm sorry I do not know one attorney. I have been including you in my prayers and and each night in hopes that such a person comes into your life. I know that this is not much money, but I hope it will help you in some small way. A grateful listener. P.S. This is my favorite part. I will never," and she changed the ink to red and underlined it, "never bank with BB&T. And she gave me $200 bills. And I don't know who you are. I really hope you're listening tonight. You've done more for me than I could ever express in human words. And it means the world to me that someone is listening and has the same level of compassion that I try to have. And I just wanted to say thank you. I hope that it's not a burden for you and that God will give it back to you tenfold. So whoever you are, thank you." So anyway, it's my birthday this week. On a different note, my birthday's Saturday. I will be 43. I'm 43, and we're going to have a little party at the store at 8 o'clock when we close. Going to have some specials all day, give away some good product, and might have a ridiculous amount of weed decorations for my birthday. So anyway, if you guys want to come and have a little cake and or cupcake, or, you know, there may not be Delta 8 gummies on everything, come to the store in downtown on Saturday, April the 3rd, and celebrate with me. I would love to see your faces, and you don't have to bring anything, and I'll be giving away gifts. I just want to see you guys. So I hope you'll have a chance to join us. And I can't believe I'm 43. Sometimes I still can't believe someone put me in charge of children and mortgages and things like that. Right, I look 33. Phil, I can't give you a raise because I don't pay you. Anyway, so let's just jump in and introduce our guest for tonight. Tonight we're talking to Joel Bordeaux. He is the owner and CEO of Global CBD, and he is in Idaho, so it's only 5 o'clock where he is. Joel, welcome to the show. Are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, I know that was probably a weird thing for me to cry before I introduce you, but I'm a girl.
That's all right.
It's been an emotional day, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. I can't, like I said, 43 is a weird, it's weird to be this grown. It's been a weird year. Last year, I turned 42 in the month of 420 and couldn't have a party because we were all under curfew, and this whole nonsense was all getting started, and I've been determined for a year to make up for it this year, so that is what I will attempt to do now.
Excellent.
So tell us a little bit, Joel, about yourself and how you got into the cannabis industry.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you introduced me, Joel Bordeaux. I'm the first hemp company in Idaho. So Global CBD started March 1st, 2016. And then the motivation was because my father passed away with cancer and rheumatoid arthritis. Growing up as a kid, most of his life, he dealt with a lot of pain and discomfort. I remember putting a shirt on him there at the end, you know, day in and day out.
Wow. You there, Joel?
He must have lost his signal by dropped his signal.
Okay. Well, is he still on the line? We're having a little technical difficulty here.
He may have to call us back.
Joel, if you can hear me, try to give us a call back. In the meantime, this has never happened before. So can we get it back?
He's going to call us back, I think.
Okay. I like chocolate. If anybody does want to bring me a gift, I'm trying to fill in the moments.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. Welcome back. Sorry. That's never happened before, so I probably just really screwed that up.
Dude, where did he lose me?
I lost you at, you were helping your dad put on his shirt.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Never mind. So, helped my dad put on his shirt, and then my father, so we live in.
Right. Joel, we can't hear you. I think we're having a signal issue with your phone. I don't know what to do.
We just get to a good spot where he's got a signal to stay there.
Right, right, right.
Find a good spot.
Well, okay, so Global...
Oh, there he is.
Joel?
We're hearing you. Find a good spot. Hold the phone down.
We keep getting little blips.
Yeah, like hold the phone out like where you're like you're standing really stretched far out and then or maybe bring it in.
Is this any better?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, so see if we can't keep a steady stream here.
Yeah.
So yeah, my son was born with CP, my son Zane, and he had an issue. We knew he'd have some issues with seizures once he got to the age of 3.
Uh-huh.
So we had high motivation to get him, something that other than the medical treatments that were out, drugs
right.
And so forth. So yeah, we started the company. We one of the first in the nano industry where we are breaking down the molecules for higher absorption. And really, helped a lot of people, a lot of benefits, helped people from cancer to anxiety, stress, all everything everyone hears about. But being in Idaho, we're one of the most conservative states in the country, so you
well, can't you're talking to somebody in Alabama, so I challenge that.
Well, they
Roll Tide.
Illegal.
Did I hurt your feelings, Joel? I'm sorry.
Yeah. For the challenge to deal with the habit of banking.
Okay, we're still having technical difficulties, and it's time to go to commercial break. We'll try to get this figured out and understand more than a sentence or two from Joel. I apologize to Joel and to everybody else. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host tonight at Sweet Home Canabama. We're talking to Joel Bordeaux, attempting to anyway. I think we got him to hop in the car and get a better signal. Joel, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yay. So, Joel, just to recap, he's the owner and CEO of Global CBD and located in Idaho. We were just talking about your dad having cancer and arthritis, your son having CP, and knowing that he would have issues with seizures. So, finish what you were saying about how you sort of came into starting a company and what you guys do.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. Hope everyone can hear me better now.
Much better.
When we learned about Zane's CP, we were motivated to find alternative ways to help him instead of the typical Rockefeller medicine. So I dug into CBD and found a website called ProjectCBD.org.
Yes, I love that resource. Can't away.
Yeah.
Hemp Meds, Medical Marijuana Inc. That's how I started.
Yeah. Yep. So when you read it too, when it said it helped, 34 things, you're like, my gosh, well, I got to find out what those are. And then you just think, well, I just got to share this with as many people as possible. Started in the nano world, so breaking apart the clusters of CBD into a bit more efficient absorption, and
right.
Really hit some home runs with our 3,000 milligram product.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what types of products do you guys make?
We've stuck with the tinctures and lotions, and we've got some pain patches that really work well. And, Now we're getting into we've got a really good line of Delta 8 gummies.
Yes.
We're getting into the Southwest, and we've got some clients there in North Carolina. And we're looking for, more people to share this stuff with. It's very, very strong.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just had a gummy. Finally. I never want to have them at work. Because, well, I did that once, and while hilarious, not very effective for my work ethic, and had to go home, murder some Taco Bell, and take a 3-hour nap. I was crying laughing. So, although it was fun, not appropriate for 2 in the afternoon. So, I usually wait till, yeah, not. Well, it depends on what you do for a living, I guess. But
right.
It was, it was nice. It takes a whole lot to get me to relax. And so Delta 8 is great. I can't really do Delta 9. I don't like it. It makes me paranoid. I just don't like it. And Delta 8 has been a great, great tool for me, especially at night, so I can sleep. Problem is, I wake up at 3 in the morning and will eat anything. So... it's, it's a catch-22. I get those munchies, and I'm like, sure, cold steak out of the dish that I'm storing it in makes sense. Yeah.
Have you tried one of the cannabis drinks yet?
No. I do have a sublingual spray from Pinnacle called Rift that I carry in my store, and that one is it's like 8 milligrams per spray, so it's a little more customizable, and I like that one a lot too. But the gummies are definitely my favorite. We sell a ton. Oh my gosh, so it's a stupid amount of gummies, a stupid amount.
Yeah, well, I started with half of mine because that's about all I need too. So,
And it's weird because usually with CBD, it has a little bit to do with height, weight, body mass index, things like that. Delta 8, you never know. I know people that are, I'm 5'1", and, you know, I have a pretty high tolerance for anything. I've woken up during surgery before, but Delta 8 puts me down. Like a horse with a tranquilizer dart. So I like it in a little bit. The little bit makes you giggle. A lot of it makes you snore. Yeah.
Yeah. When we're testing our products, I gave Delta. We have Delta 8 sleeping gummies.
Uh huh.
And I, you know, tried them on my family. Well, I didn't want to tell them I was giving them a sleep aid, right?
Right.
So, after the next day, they're like, "How'd you guys sleep?" And they're like, "Man, I was out."
Yeah. I drugged you. Delta. You're welcome. Yes, I know. Well, I went home this week to Louisiana, and my mom and my sister are both teachers, and it was spring break, so it was a good chance for me to go and visit. And I gave we had a dinner party at my sister's house, and everybody we were grilling steaks and all, and so I'm like, you got to try these gummies. I was crying laughing at work. You're going to love them. So I got my mom high, and her two best friends since second grade, I got them high, and my sisters. And the next day, everybody was like, "Oh, wow." It was interesting. We had some called Weedish Fish that I was sampling from a company that I was working with. And I was like, "You guys, you got to try this." And they have some with CBN added. I'm like, "That is overkill. I think that's, I don't think you need the CBN. The just the gummy by itself is plenty." It's wonderful when you are as high strung and stressed out as I am all the time. And I don't like to be, but yeah, it's like, oh yes, I can laugh and enjoy myself. I took a half of one, and that's just enough to make me feel like myself, but cooler me, like not stressing and can bowl with my daughter and have a great time on a Saturday evening. And I was grateful for it because, you know, it's really hard to take off your owner operator hat and put on any other hat in the world right now. So I appreciate the relaxation that it gives me, and how I'm learning to sort of manipulate the dosage to give me that nice chill out, but not be, you know, stupid.
I do like that. I like the Z8 not getting the super high, you know, paranoid feeling too.
Right. It's less cerebral and less stupid. I think you get less dull. It's just a body thing. Like your body goes, "Okay, slow down. We're going to have a good time now."
Yeah, well, we're doing some R&D on some products for immune support and CBD. And then we're also found a DNA reversing, so age-defying molecule.
Well, speaking of, I'm an old lady.
So
I will be a guinea pig.
Come out here in the next quarter.
Not if I get to it first.
Yeah, we will be your guinea pigs.
Exactly. Throw that in a gummy.
Yeah, really. Sign me up. I have crow's feet. I have, like, what is it called? A murder of crows? Yes. It's not just one crow, honey. It's the whole murder. Well, okay. So tell us, what's your, I see you sent me these bullet points, And maybe we should save the Africa stuff, because I'm like, what we're working on in Africa? That's super vague, but super intriguing. And you said something about working on things in Africa with carbon credits. Can you give us a little teaser before we go to the next break?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, hemp is one of the best carbon sequestering plants, and it's just the cost of labor and how much land is over there available in the growth seasons. It's just a much better place. And you can grow there, and I can't here in Idaho. So if I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to go where I can grow as big as I can dream of.
Right. That's amazing.
And it provides a lot of jobs, too.
Well, I guess there are probably certain countries in Africa that are more willing to do this. I know I have a friend who was trying to, who has a dual license. He grows in the U.S., but he also grows in Africa because he's a first-generation African. His parents were from born in Africa, and he was born in the U.S., but they go back. He lived there as a child, and he's very involved in that culture because that's his home country, or his parents' home country. And he was born in Georgia, but he lived in Africa from like age 4 to middle school. And you know, he's only in his late 20s now, so it's half of his life practically. And I know that he was working on getting a grow there. So, what countries do you have? Certain countries that were willing to work with you? And you know, I know some countries over there are pretty corrupt.
Yeah, there are. It's amazing, though. We're the main country that's inviting us and giving us the best red carpet is Cameroon.
Really?
We've got some partners working in South Africa currently, and we're going to take their model for carbon credits, creating carbon black for soil additive, and then also the fibers for fuel. So it's, you know, sequestering of the carbon, turn it into fuel and plant a soil additive, and then also creating jobs. So it's a win-win-win all the way across.
Okay.
And we'll throw in some, you know, some CBD potential in there as well, which when you're talking about the volumes over there, there's so much cannabinoids coming off that it's going to really be able to make CBD even more affordable. I mean, I dream of taking a warm bath and nothing but distillate.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're going to have to work on that. I got a comment from a listener, Dave from Gulf Shores, who says, "Hey, I'm 55 and ganja keeps you young." Dave, you are correct. I believe so. That's so funny. I just discovered that our listeners can message in. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about Africa, and we'll talk about challenges in the industry and new products with Joel Bordeaux from Global CBD. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Back, everybody. We're talking to Joel Bordeaux from Global CBD in Idaho. And before the break, we were talking about Africa. How long have you guys been working on Africa? And are you currently planting? Or tell us where that is.
Yeah, we're building the team right now. The country, the ag ministers invited members of our team to come out there, and we're looking at doing 100,000 hectares to start.
Wow.
And they're also inviting us to do cocoa and possibly some other coconuts and, you know, things that grow in that area. I personally haven't been there yet to figure out.
Oh man, I'm so jealous. That would be such a cool field trip. That would be so cool. I've never been anywhere except for Mexico, and it was a 5-star resort, and that doesn't really count. It was for a wedding for a friend. We never left the resort. We weren't really in Mexico. We were just at a cool hotel. But no, that would be so amazing. I know my husband has been to Africa on mission trip, and you know, no electricity, no running water, 17 days, And I envied that adventure because I've never been able to do anything like that. I would love something like that.
Well, you're more than welcome to come out. Yeah, we envision, you know, in a couple years doing, you know, retreats and
oh,
stuff.
Absolutely.
Our biggest farm in Oregon we worked with was 254 acres, so we're definitely stepping it up.
Wow, that's crazy. But they have so much land out there, and they do have warmer weather and things like that. I think that, I would think that the irrigation maybe in the drier parts of Africa would be your biggest issue.
We don't need to, it's all dry land, so this will be more of a fiber plant. They don't really require irrigation.
Okay, cool. That's really cool. I don't know a lot of people that grow for fiber, for sure. I know people who process fiber right here in Alabama, but I don't know anybody that's growing for fiber. I think somebody told me 94% of the hemp being grown in the U.S. was grown for CBD last year.
Which is unfortunate because there's so many uses that we're missing the boat on lumber. I don't know if you guys are having the same problem, but lumber pricing has gone up, 90%?
Right.
In the last 30 or 60 days. And so, you know, hemp fiber could definitely play a role.
Right. Well, I was just commenting. I was on Facebook and someone was commenting, I think it was my friend Chris from Helping Friendly, about the wood flooring. Coming from NOCO this week, you know, they were talking about the hemp wood flooring. And I'm like, I would love to build the first hemp house, like hemp everything, hemp walls, hemp insulation, hemp filtration, you know, hemp fiber upholstery and curtains and carpet and hemp wood flooring. I mean, just give it all to me. I want to build a shining castle on the hill made out of hemp.
Yeah, well, Google zeoform.com, that's a company we've invested in and trying to bring their technology to the United States as well.
Yeah.
Sadly, Australia, you've got their COVID lockdown has been severe. You can't leave or come or exit the country at all.
Right. Wow.
So there's been challenges with COVID for sure in 2020.
Right. Oh, tell me about it. Don't get me started. My listeners are sick of hearing about it.
Me too.
Oh, man. I'm sick of thinking about it. I'm sick of losing money.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, zeoform.com. I mean, these guys are using hemp fibers to create everything from chairs to, you know, vases to sunglass rims. I mean, you name it. It looks like marble. You can make it look like marble or
right.
stone.
I know I've seen the hemp flooring, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it has that same coloration in it, like pine, where you have the dark knots and the dark lines, but it's much skinnier, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's like this almost like striping, and it's just so beautiful when it's got stain on it and everything, and I'm sure it's crazy durable, you know, and I would love to go to Kentucky, I think is where they make it. And see how they do that and really get to hold it and, you know, until I can afford to build the house. So tell me, you know, challenges in the industry is one thing that you listed that you'd like to discuss. I know I've had mine as a retailer. Tell us about what your perspective is on that. What challenges do you see, have you guys faced that, you know, that just make everything we do harder?
Well, just so much is miscommunication, and, you know, I want listeners to understand that it's not in the medical field's best interest to have us all taking CBD. So
right.
They've made it as challenging as possible, from banking to legislation to, what you know, any number of things from county to city to state level. So, you know, I know that, yeah, you've had challenges. We've all had challenges. Just one, you know, it's where it is. The market tanked after 2019 when the FDA didn't approve cannabinoids to go in foods and beverages, right? So
right.
There's just so much disinformation and lobbyists that are fighting this thing, and it's great to have you guys on the air and spreading the truth, and I love every chance I can get on my soapbox.
Of course. No, I mean, you're right. I sometimes I feel like this can't just be happening to everyone. because some of the stuff that I've had to go through is just insane. I'm like, I know that being a small business owner is hard, but this is ridiculous. I mean, like, come on.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, shut off. I mean, just collecting credit card information, right? We're the safe industry. I mean, there's bad in every industry for sure.
Of course. Yeah. No, I just lost like $12,000 of income because I couldn't take credit cards in the month of February. And it has crippled me. I mean, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And I didn't need that challenge right now. I'd already been through losing three stores and you know, having all my money tied up in product for those stores and no operating capital, you know. And then BB&T, the whole reason that this sweet lady did what she did is because BB&T dropped all my accounts, but then they held all of my operating capital and wouldn't give it to me. And 2 weeks later, I'm in court with an emergency injunction racking up a $10,000 legal bill just to have it dismissed because a lawyer bailed on me. You know, the opportunity to get that money back to make up for all of the money that went into those stores that I ultimately lost anyway because they made it impossible for me to succeed. And it was no fault of my own, and now I have no recourse. So, you know, it's like, come on.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, being the first in Idaho, I got the...
No, I was the first in Alabama, so I can relate.
Yeah,
I can relate. Everybody's waiting to see if you go to jail.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you... Well, blessedly, we only got secret shock once that I know of.
Oh, no. But I used to have regular undercovers. I think they've given up, but yeah. Well, I have a little insider information, and I got told every time they sent in an undercover and brought something into the lab. So I had a little inside information, and it was several times. So, but I used to have cops sit outside of my store and freak out my customers. And one day, I think they were just pulling people over as they left the store. So, you know, for the large part, law enforcement has been great, but there's like a handful that just really, I don't know if they were doing someone's bidding or what, because half the city government is customers, you know. But, you know, they gave me a hard time, but I think everybody is pretty used to it, and they've hopefully given up. So.
Yeah, they will. And then, you know, what's great about our stuff is that, you know, we have zero THC in our products. So
Right. We've
had to go even the next level. And now I've got, you know, probation and parole officers that recommend our products.
Absolutely. We have people, the probation and parole here locally. They send people to us and they trust us because we ask everyone. When someone comes in, I ask them, you know, what can I help you with? What is your disease, disorder, pain, you know, stress? Mm-hmm. And then by the time I'm done answering their questions and giving them the free education, they rarely doubt whether or not I know what I'm talking about when it comes to product selection. But the first thing I say and the first thing my staff says when it's time to look at products is, do you drug test? Because we want to make sure that people who are on probation, who are working at a job that regularly does randoms, people that are dealing with custody issues, things like that, don't end up in a bad spot because we didn't have the wherewithal to make sure we weren't going to give them a product that they shouldn't have. Because
exactly.
We have so many great products that have no THC. People, every single day, still almost 3 years in, people still assume that it will all make them fail a drug test. And so I'm happy to educate people on that, you know, that there are products they can safely take. And I carry tons of them in every category. You know, I have edibles and tinctures and vapes. And you know, the only thing that I don't have a category for without THC is the smokable flower because it's impossible. But we get it as low as we can. And with that, I tell people, you know, I'm not going to tell you won't fail. You may not fail for a while, but we recommend that if you're going to take the chance, try it and drug test yourself, you know, until you fail. So you kind of know what your limits are. And that's worked really well. We've not had anybody fail a drug test that didn't know they were taking the risk and decide on their own to do it anyway. And so when they come back and they tell us they failed, they're never angry with us. They just let us know, hey, I failed, you know, and we talk about it. But I've never had anyone angry or upset or hurt because they didn't know. You should have told me that kind of, I would rather die because, you know, I'm here to help people. I'm not here to mistakenly send someone back to prison. So, you know, that's a big deal to us.
That's great.
Yeah. We work really hard on that.
There's it's a real thing, and it's sad. There are people that will say, hey, I mean, early on, I hope no one's saying it now, but that, you know, you could take a CBD product with THC and get away with it. But
no, but a lot of people, like in the government, will tell you
at some point you're going to get in trouble.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people telling people that CBD can make you fail, and that's just not true. So when we come back, we're going to talk about new products and talk about the future with Joel from Global CBD. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, welcome everybody back. This is our last segment tonight with Joel from Global CBD. And Joel, I just want to give a shout out to your boy Zach, my customer service rep Zach, who contacted me and has been very good to me. And, you know, it's funny because he checks on me. Even though I'm not spending millions of dollars with him yet, but he's been a great resource for me, and he's like, tell me what you need, and I'll get it. And I know he's newer to the industry, but he is very eager to learn, so I just wanted to give a shout-out to Zach Love, who is one of the nicest customer service reps I've ever met.
Yes, we love Zach. Yeah, you know, he's playing professional football.
I did not know that. I know he's a big guy. He told me he was like 6 foot everything. Because I'm 5'1 and always making short jokes about myself.
Yeah, yes. He played a little bit, but had some injuries and got him out of the sport. But he's a good man, definitely.
Yes, he is very, very, very ready to serve and eager to learn, and I've appreciated getting to know him, and I'm sure that the rest of your staff is awesome too. You guys have been very good to me. One thing I wanted to mention is you guys have the most extensive list of smokable flower I have ever seen. I mean, it's crazy. You guys have stuff I've never even heard of.
Yeah, like the hot white flower, or which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about like the Afghan stuff, and what's the cheese, and what was the other one? Oh, there was something really, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, we've got the Silver Swayze, we've got a bunch of them, yeah.
Well, I was asking Zach, just rattle off a few. Most companies have 8 or 10 at the most. And he just starts going on and on and on. I'm like, holy crap. This is awesome.
Yeah, Kush's, D8. I mean,
the D8 infused. But the different strains of the hemp flower, it's just crazy. I know. I was like, I got to get some of that cheese because that's just gross. But people will love it. The grosser it is to me, because I don't like to smoke it, the grosser it smells to me, the more people love it. So I can't do it. I tell people I eat it, drink it, bathe in it, roll it, you know, rub it on, shower with it. I mean, I do it all, but I just don't like to smoke it. But my customers love to smoke. So we try to keep 20 to 30 strains at any given time. And I don't know any other stores that do that. But you guys have 30 or 40 strains that I've never, you know, that I don't have access to.
Yeah, and sadly, we don't have those on our website yet, but we are looking forward to working with you down there in Alabama.
Yeah,
and definitely if you like flower, we've got the best list, and yeah, working with you is going to be fun for
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
You guys,
oh yeah,
I really love your flower.
We love the flower. My customers love it. I have like 40% of my customers only buy flour.
That's great.
Excuse me, I have a tickle in my throat.
So we, just if I can I'll rattle off a couple of them here. We've got the Susie Q, Bubba Kush, Black Label, Goldilocks, Lavender. Those are our mid-tier ones. And in our top tier, we've got the Harlequin, Northern Light, Mojito, Afghan Maple, Temp Jam, and my favorite is Hot Wife.
Hot Wife. I'm fixing to be a hot divorcee. Well, I don't know about the hot part, but I am going to be a divorcee. I like to say it like that because it's funny. We have had wife before, but hot wife. We haven't had that. That might have to be my first pound order.
There you go.
That's funny. I'll be interested to get the feedback on that one.
If you're afraid of commitment, you can always get the hot blonde.
Oh, yeah. Do you have anything for ex-husbands? Oh, we did have Trump. Sorry, that was probably in poor taste. But we had Trump and Stormy Daniels, so oops.
Forget me right now.
Amnesia. There we go. Amnesia. That's the one you need. Time capsule.
That's the next one.
Yeah. Plastic surgeon.
Rewind.
Yes. Yes. Reverse mom bod. Yeah, never had kids. That would be a miracle. There's all sorts of funny names, though. I love to listen to the names. We have all sorts of fun. I think one of our most popular ones right now is Legendary OG and Grape Ape. And I always think Grape Ape, you know. Yeah. And, of course, our regular most populars are like this, the Sour Space Candy and Lifter and all those favorites. So we've had a lot of fun, and we've done some blended pre-rolls. And one of the most popular ones we have is the Bubba Kush with the Delta 8 infusion. And then we have Thai Sticks, Tarantulas, and regular Delta 8 pre-rolls along with our CBD pre-rolls. So we do a lot of flower.
Great. Yeah, we've got the D8 dipped with Keith D8 pre-rolls that we need to get you some samples of.
Oh, yeah. We love those fancy ones. My customers are like, ooh, look at it. And they're ugly to me, but they act like they're looking at a handful of diamonds. It's so funny. They get emotional sometimes. I'm like, do you need a hug? They get real excited. It's been... It's been an adventure for sure because I was the first person in Alabama to sell smokable flower and in a retail store. And I used to keep them under the counter. I just had pre-rolls. And I would keep them under the counter for fear that people would freak out. And I knew who I could pitch them to and who I couldn't. And then I moved into downtown Mobile. And the guy that I was buying pre-rolls from, he was like, okay, Jen, it's time for you to sell in bulk and get you some big old candy jars. And so we did. And I had a U.S. senator standing in my store and wearing a pot leaf on my shirt, red chucks and no makeup, and giant jars of nugs behind my head. It was great. Well, Joel, how about we do a little giveaway?
Yeah, I've got D8D gummies for anyone that wants them. What do you say?
How should we do this? How about come into the store this week and say you heard of this on the radio or happy birthday, Jennifer, and we will do a drawing at the end of the week. How about that? On my birthday, on Saturday, we'll do a drawing. So when you come in this week to buy something, say you heard us on the radio with Joel, or happy birthday, or a combination, and we'll put your name in a drawing. Just leave us your name and your phone number, and we'll draw on Saturday on a Facebook Live at the birthday party. How about that?
Perfect. Sounds good to me. I'll send you two packs so two people can win.
All right. That sounds great. They are really good. I posted a picture with one between my teeth earlier. I was like, I'm not going to chomp down on it, though, until I get home tonight. Well, thank you so much, Joel, for being with us tonight. Tell us where they can look at your products until they get to our store. Tell us where they can look at your company, what you guys are doing, and a selection of products online.
Yeah, it's globalcbd.com. Very simple.
Right. I know. It's like Canabama.com. People are like, what's your email? I'm like, it's Jennifer@Canabama.com. Pretty easy. All right. Well,
you're first.
Huh?
That's what happens when you're first.
That's right. You get to get the good everything with your name on it. You don't have to add anything weird. Like I had thought maybe I'll have to have Canabama CBD store or something. Like it's too much. It's too much. I got Canabama.com. And I got Canabama.org and .net and all that good stuff, just in case. Because, you know, people misspell things. Anyway, thanks so much, Joel, for being with us tonight. We'll be back next week with, I don't know who, but it'll always be a good time. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.